Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Bill Craig is finally, you know, I did actually get out and play a couple holes today. Auto Home Life Business. Motorcycle, boat, RV, bundles, whatever it may be. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. They'll do everything they can to now make sure you're fully insured, but also save you money. More important than ever. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at SunburyMotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Playing it out.
It's been the star tonight. Giving it back to Davis. With five to shoot. Taken on. And it's blocked. Pulled down by Mensa. They have the one timeout. Are they going to take it or not? They don't have the scorers on the floor. It's Butler with 2 seconds. He's got to put it up. Jumper! A San Diego State miracle!
Well, they had one score on the floor. All right. Great win for San Diego State. Now they've got UConn tonight. It's one game. Who gave Villanova a chance against Georgetown? Who gave NC State a chance against Houston? It's one game. We've talked about what it takes for UConn to win. We've talked about what it takes for San Diego State to win. But it's one game. And that's what's so intriguing about it. You know, if it plays out, quote, the way it should, based on how the teams have played, yeah. But guess what? What if UConn doesn't shoot the ball well tonight? What if San Diego State translates defense and gets it into offense? What if San Diego State shoots the ball well today? What if Matt Bradley gets going and knocks down 5 or 6 3-pointers? That's what's so intriguing about it. You don't know. You don't know. And that's what always makes it intriguing when it's one game. If that were the case, Purdue would have walked all over Fairleigh Dickinson, correct? But did not. And that's what makes this fun. So we'll find out tonight. Do you have any complaints? I'm just, you know, feel like we need to keep you engaged in the show.
No, I truly think I've gotten everything out now. It was a lot to unpack, but I think we're good now.
Yeah. Okay. So make sure. All right. And then your team with Judge homered again yesterday, so he's got 2.
Yeah, very good start for Judge and the Yankees, I think.
Yeah. So Captain America, oh, that's right, he doesn't play for the United States, I forgot. So Aaron Judge, who's obviously out for Aaron Judge. Yeah, good start. And they've got the Phillies tonight. And Phillies off to an 0-3 start.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Nestor Cortez against Tawan Walker tonight. And Judge has 2 home runs, 4 knocked in. He's hitting .462. He's hitting 38 points lower than Bryson Stott. All right. Just kidding. You know, it's weird. Like, the Yankees won 2 out of 3. They're only hitting .255. in the three games. The Phillies, believe it or not, are 0-3. They're hitting .283. Their ERA must be really bizarro.
Especially in the bullpen once again.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a huge problem. But you know what you can tell from the opening weekend? I mean, what's really important to remember about the opening weekend? You can't tell anything. Not much. But they all count. They all count. Again, no Hoskins, no Harper. And it's interesting, they're not going to put Harper on the 60-day DL. Or IL, whatever they want to call it this month. I mean, Ranger Suarez is out. Harper's out. Hoskins is out. They lost all three to Texas. Let's see, where's your lineup? Judge is going to hit second tonight. He's off to a great start. Oh, Volpe's hitting .222. Wow. Kind of slow. I thought he was the savior.
He's done some other good things to start.
Says the person desperate to continue to make his point. All right, so... oh, man. And the Pirates tonight will be in Fenway to take on the Red Sox. Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox. Former State College spike Johan Oviedo on the mound for the Pirates tonight. The Pirates are off to a sizzling 196 start at the plate. Yikes. 196. Yeah. Oh, well. Baseball is in toto off to a very good start. I mean, people are interested. I think people have embraced the new rules. The only one of the new rules I don't like, and it's one that was not put in this year, I don't like the three batter rule on for relievers. I don't like that. But I never liked it when they put it in. But the pitch clock, the positioning of the infield on the dirt, no shift, you know, dramatic shift, obviously. And pitch clock, I mean, I like all of it. And I think it's made the game a lot more fun. How many times have you heard me use the words, get in the box and hit? Can I get the ball and pitch it? Let's go. Well, this is forcing them to do that. You also have the limited number of throws over to first. I like that, too. I like that, too. You know, I think they experimented with some of these rules, some in the Atlantic League, and some in a couple of other minor leagues. I'm still not crazy about them. Put the runner on second and extra bases, but I know what the purpose is. I do get the purpose. Instead of going deep into the night, 20 innings on a game, they're trying to figure out ways to end it quicker, like having a shootout in soccer or in hockey. So I understand that. But, yeah. But your team's off to a good start. 2-1. And they're playing, your guy, Nasty Nestor, goes tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's see how he handles having to actually speed up. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time for Cole. Cole has to speed up, and he can't use Spider Tech. It's going to be a long summer.
He did pretty well in game one, minus the four-pitch walk.
It's one game. No Spider Tech. Big problem.
It was shocking not to see him give up a home run, so, you know, I considered that some progress.
By the way, in this new NBA CBA, in order to qualify for end-of-season awards, you have to play 65 games. Okay. You can't get a Supermax contract without playing 65 games. The only way to qualify for that deal is by winning a major award or making All-NBA. Okay. Though the deal includes a provision stating that players must play 65 games to qualify for major awards or All-NBA honors. Okay. I'm not sure. Now, these guys do have clauses in their contract that gives them a bonus if they make All-NBA or win a major award, obviously. The provision does take aim at load management. Now, you do have the ability to not vote for somebody if they're out a bunch of games. You can vote for anybody you want. And you can't get a Supermax contract without playing 65 games. Yikes. And, of course, there was that, let's see, Drew Holiday. He has a threshold in his contract about games. His incentive in his contract required him to play 65 games. All right? So you know what he did? He got in the game, committed a foul, exited. He got a $225,000 bonus and now qualifies for a Supermax contract. I mean, literally, he went out there, okay, put on his uniform, committed a foul, and left. Now, let's start with this part so everybody understands. There is nobody that bought a ticket. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to watch Drew Holiday play. The arena is not selling out because he's playing tonight. Oh, man. Hey, let's get the whole neighborhood to go. Drew Holiday's playing tonight. Terrific. Well, it sure does show a commitment to your profession, doesn't it? I got my claws. That's it. So, let's see. You want to draw the line at 65 games. So, Kristaps Porzingis, Clint Capella may make All-NBA over LeBron James and Stephen Curry. Right? You've got Giannis needs to play in three games this week to get to 65, which will qualify him for the MVP award. This is under, it would be for next year, obviously. Morant, John Morant, not eligible for the most improved player that he won last year. Well, you know, we're going to get it this year. Cade Cunningham, 64 games played. So would his rookie of the year deal last year been... Yeah. But this is like, you know what? This is the problem that they are dealing with. Right? And the problem they're dealing with is they've let it get out of hand. And they try to make every excuse possible as to why, you know, people aren't going to work. And that's hard to sell to fans. I know a guy that went to a Cavaliers game this year, took his son because they're going to play Golden State, and they wanted to see Stephen Curry, and they and Steve Kerr sat all the guys out. He was like, he said, why did I bother? Two of us kind of sat there. It was like cool that Lamar Stevens played. He said, we thought that was great. He said, but geez, we wanted to see Steph Curry play, Klay Thompson. Those guys didn't play in the game. And what am I supposed to say to him? I don't know. It's to me, that's not a way to run a business. You know, I want people who actually want to go to work and do work. And what I'm just saying, I'm tired. Tired? Okay, great. Well, you know. But you don't think a couple of those road trips this year where we got back at 3, 4 in the morning going tired? I mean, I'm not a player. I'm not critical of what's going on, but I have a job to do, so I showed up for it. I mean, it still means you missed 17 games. I think Kawhi Leonard is playing in back-to-back games for the first time in 2 years. Really? Back-to-back games? First time? 2 years? Yikes. That's, you know. Sorry, I don't know. It's not, that's my, in my household, you know, of course my father, my mother, they own the business, so they had a little different standard. But that was drummed into us over and over and over again. Work ethic, loyalty, work ethic. Over and over and over. Those are the words we heard over and over again. Loyalty, work ethic, loyalty. Maybe they're old-fashioned. Maybe it's just it doesn't fit with today's society. I don't know. But it's been a standard in my life. And to be honest with you, I'm glad I have that standard. I didn't quite make the same money as Joel Embiid, but, you know, it's still really... I'm glad they reinforced that standard to us over and over again. I think it's meant a lot to me. We will come back more in a moment. Dennis Dodd, final half hour, then more Matt issues from the Bitterness Cafe. We're on the menu. It looks good. And then you're tempted to write a nasty review and it's over. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
At that critical possession for Iowa where both Sinano and Clark ended up called for their fourth. This was right after Sinano was called for a fourth, and here's the tee on Caitlin Clark. I mean...
She said nothing.
You have got to be kidding me.
No player in this game should get a technical foul for that.
It is
certainly
a championship game.
No good! No good! No good!
I've said once, I've said 1,000 times. Not a single person in the arena paid to watch you officiate. All those people paid their money, came to watch, among others, Caitlin Clark play. Let her play. Unless she drop-kicked the ball into the upper deck. She did not. Yeah, we'll make it 4 fouls. That's great. Nobody paid to watch you officiate. And believe me, I've seen all these guys on the men's side. I've seen all these guys this season that's out there working the Final Four. I can tell you as soon as I see how the game's going to be called, as soon as I see the guys are out there. I'm used to it. You know, pro and con. So, do you go to sleep at night angry, or does the show help you?
Oh, the show helps, always.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, always very cathartic for me.
I can't have you angry at night.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle, bundles. They'll do everything they can to make sure you're fully insured because customer service means everything and saving you money, which it this time of our lives is critical. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, and we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Joined now by, from CBS Sports, the outstanding Dennis Dodd. Dennis, welcome back. It's always great to hear you on the other end.
Hey, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, San Diego State gets to the championship game, and, of course, Dutch has been asked about the future, and he says movement is not done yet. San Diego State is a prime target. Now, I'm not saying this run does anything for that, but at least puts a focus on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a piece Friday. It's like this validates their value, if nothing else. I don't know if you can put a dollar sign on it, but it's better than going 5-26. You know, they've got a national championship worthy you know, college basketball program, a football program that now has been bowl eligible 13 straight years. They're about to go to tier one research status, which is the highest academic status a school in the U.S. can achieve, and it's really the best thing left for the Pac-12 in Southern California with the loss of USC and UCLA.
Yeah, no question. So the president of Arizona, Robert Robbins, is leaving tomorrow to go to Kazakhstan. Last I heard, they did not have a team that they could add to the Pac-12. So
You're way ahead of the curve there, Steve. That's right.
I mean, this is the only place you're going to get that kind of analysis, Dennis.
Right.
You know it. but, look, there was a deal they could have had months ago and didn't take it. So everybody wants to know, based on what you're hearing, where are they?
Well, I wrote last week that they're basically nowhere, that they are nowhere close. They are hopeful, but as person after person in the industry told me, hope is not a strategy. Mm-hmm. You got to have something in place, and a lot of these schools in the Pac-12 have options, combined with Brett Yormark's really aggressive stance as commissioner of the Big 12 to get some of those schools. And now I think it's, you know, the fact that they aren't close, it may be a period of months before they do a deal. I think the question now is, so at what point does that patience run out for some of these schools? You know, we'll take the sure thing instead of what now is really an unknown. You mentioned Robert Robbins, the president of Arizona, who continues to say, we're going to have a deal. We're going to have a deal over 50% linear cable broadcast network exposure, which is really, along with the money, the key to the deal. But there are very few people in the industry that believe that totally. They're wondering, and this is the people who are signing the checks. If that's the case, where is that coming from? Because CBS isn't involved. Fox isn't involved. NBC's not involved. Last I checked, Turner wasn't involved. ESPN may be involved. But as you mentioned, they had a deal on the table, as reported last month by the New York Post. They had a deal on the table, ESPN, for equal money to the Big 12 for the Pac-12, and that deal's no longer there. It's taken so long. So that's what we're down to.
Yeah, it is what they're down to. It's also name, image, and likeness. You wrote a story about the Congress holding its first NIL hearing, and Charlie Baker, the new NCAA president, would love to see them have oversight and an antitrust exemption. How can this play out?
Well, based on that hearing last Tuesday, it's kind of a joke. Energy and Commerce subcommittee that heard the hearing wasn't in attendance. Based by what I saw on the streaming, those that were there were incredibly misinformed or not informed on the issues to ask intelligent questions. You had a representative from Georgia in a red jacket sitting there with a signed Georgia football and a little bulldog statue saying "Go Dogs," you know. There has to be some decorum in some of these things. Look, I like to have fun as much as anybody, but and it was more of a pep rally than anything else. So if I was to ask Charlie Baker, he might, is this representative of the people you're trying to get to put in a federal bill to oversee NIL? And I would also say that, you know, the NCAA saying, well, you can't have this patchwork of laws. Well, guess what? We have a patchwork of gun laws in this country. We have a patchwork of agent laws. Some states you have to be a registered agent. Some you don't. There are several issues where we have a patchwork of state laws. You know, I'm not saying it's some of the wild, wild west at the NIL. What I'm saying is in 2 or 3 years, the market may work itself out. And if your problem is spending $800,000 on a 2-year contract for a point guard at Miami, which is what their collective did, John Ruiz, to the point of Nigel Pack, I would say that looks like a pretty good investment right now. They just got to the Final Four. You know, so it's almost a case where you're worth what somebody will pay you. Is a lot of it clandestine? Yes, absolutely. But it's more, Steve, it's more above ground than it was before when these payments were being made under the table.
He should have taken some of that money and bought an extra pair of shoes. But that's just
I saw that, yeah.
that's a deal. Yeah, that's right. You know what? But it's funny because I was talking to Jack Ham last week, and he said, what do you think about the games? I said watch Miami's backcourt. I said that is the first above-board $500,000 backcourt in the history of the Final Four. Isaiah Wong,
ACC player of the year, Isaiah Wong, got at least $100,000 a year.
Yep. So that's $500,000.
If you want transparency, there's your transparency. Now, we can argue over their worth it or not, but because there is NIL, you can't cap that income. You know, that's what this is all about. That's why there is NIL. That's why the NCAA loosened its laws, if you will, in July of 2021. So we can have a conversation about that, but in the same conversation, we're also going to have to talk about our coaches worth $10 million a year in college. The difference being that's a for-profit industry in those athletic departments.
Exactly. Steve Sarkisian has an interesting situation. And you wrote about this with Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning both together. What did you get from the Texas situation as what their approach is?
Yeah, I ran into him at the Midwest Regional here in Kansas City. He came for the championship game, so I just talked to him for a few minutes. But it was something I wanted to do in the offseason, story. That's the most fascinating quarterback battle in the country, where you've got this, you know, one of the biggest recruits of all time, Arch Manning. Don't have to tell you who he is. Archie Manning's grandson, the nephew of Eli and Peyton, supposed to be the savior at Texas. Well, Quinn Ewers was the first million-dollar NIL player 2 years ago at Ohio State, redshirted there, played four snaps, I think, before leaving, and then went to Texas. Kind of had an uneven year last year. I don't think anybody would say it'd be great. And so to see those two battle it out, and in this climate where you can transfer any time, if Quinn Ewers isn't the guy, he's between a rock and a hard place. He's 3 years out of college. Either he goes to another school if he doesn't get the job, or tries to with a waiver, or he goes to the NFL, having not achieved his goals 3 years into his career. So that, to me, is fascinating.
Well, it goes to NIL because the NIL laws in place in Ohio were different than the ones in Texas.
Yep.
So, he took advantage of it, Dennis, and now he ended up back at Texas.
Yeah, and that goes to my further point.
Yep.
If you're a senator, look at the benefits that he got in Texas and wasn't able to get – I'm sorry, got in Ohio and wasn't able to get in Texas at that age. If you're a senator from Louisiana where they allow NIL for high school athletes, why would you vote for a national law when that might hurt old state you? You know, you got an advantage right now in those states.
No, exactly. You mentioned the Ewers and Manning thing. Give me something else that you think is a fascinating story we should look for in the next month or two.
Yeah, I think Deion, where that goes.
Yes. Yep.
The realistic possibility of Georgia three-peating, which has never been done, they will be, I would suppose, to be the preseason number one, even though they have to replace quarterback, maybe the number one player taken in the draft, but that's a year after, replacing 15 draftees, five in the first round. So, but I think they obviously have everything in place to do it, the talent, the coaching facilities, the resources. I think that's going to be a huge story going into the season. And then after all that, check their schedule. They're not going to be challenged until maybe.
Nope.
I think October, I think they're at Auburn or maybe have Auburn at home, but it's a Charmin soft schedule, so they've got a chance.
Oh, no, their schedule is absolutely tailor-made for them to steamroll into the middle of the month.
Right.
And, look, no offense, but they've been smart about it. I mean, Dennis, nobody's going to penalize them for it, so bother doing something more difficult?
No, you're in the SEC, you're defending national champ, you're not going to get downgraded for your schedule. Now, I don't think till the playoff. I mean, look, did they not play enough tough teams? Well, we'll find out in the national semifinal. I'm willing to roll with that.
Yeah, exactly. Dennis, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Very quickly, any pick tonight?
I think I like San Diego State with the points just because everything says it's going to be low scoring. They're two half-court teams. San Diego State, at least in the last three games, has just beaten up their opponents in the second half physically and maybe mentally, if you think about it. Alabama for sure. Saturday against FAU, people still can't believe they won that game. They trailed until they didn't at the buzzer. And they're really, really well coached. The average American can't name a starter on that team, but they're really, really good. So, UConn, but maybe San Diego State with the number.
Yeah. Sounds great. Dennis, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. The suit has been trying to capitalize on name, image, and likeness and got turned down by Dollar General. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
S-U-I-T, that spells suit, da!
Morris has to get it across. Kim Mulkey, in year two, has orchestrated a turnaround for the ages. LSU has captured its very first national championship.
To your chagrin.
Yeah.
You arrived to work furious and angry today about a basketball team you know nothing about.
I know that they're a lively group.
Yes, they are. And they make you angry. These are not the lessons you want to teach your sons.
No.
Even though you keep yelling at your kid to get a hit. Come on.
No, we're just working on trying to catch the ball consistently and stop being Quez Watkins.
Oh, you just can't lay off. Oh. Oof. Goodness gracious. Mike Rhodes, two additions to his staff, Director of Player Development Clay Connor, Video Coordinator Jake Cicina. They both served on Mike's staff at VCU. So Clay is the Director of Player Development. I always joke with head coaches. I said, he's the Director of Player Development? I said, isn't that your job? or... He's the Director of Player Personnel. I'm like, oh, isn't that your job?
Oh, my almighty!
And Cicina comes to Penn State. He was the video coordinator at VCU as well. He had been a grad assistant before them. So. And he's out of Summit Hill. And, in fact, he got his degree in business from Misericordia up in Dallas. And a master's degree from the Harvard of the state, East Stroudsburg.
All right, I like it. Lots of NEPA ties.
Yeah. James is from East Stroudsburg. That's why we mentioned the Harvard.
Oh, I am well aware. I am a native of the Poconos.
And Connor played at Shippensburg. Okay. So there you go.
I like it.
Yeah, so there you go. That's two more additions to the staff that they have for Penn State basketball. And Travis Loonsman is the Big Ten co-pitcher of the week. Four shutout innings, struck out 10. So. I always love when they get these State College Quarterback Club board of directors that we have to vote. And they always ask, how come you don't vote? It's like, whatever. Not that worried about it. If it was somebody I didn't want, I'd vote. All right. I get some different emails, I'll tell you. I do. Two interview. Let's see. One is about Dominic DeLuca. So I've got to answer that one. And ask the other one about. There's two of them I've got to do tonight. Then I've got some interview I've got to do tomorrow morning at 8:30. Let's see. What do I got here? It's with the NewYorkGiants.com on the draft. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I can do that. I want to do that Thursday. That's fine. And Dominic DeLuca, this is for the Citizen's Voice in Bloomsbury. Very nice. So, I think I'll do that instead of voting. What do you think? No?
Whatever you feel like is best.
So, and did you see that Suni Lee is not going to compete for Auburn?
I did see that, yeah. But she should still be good to go for Paris, but yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Kidney, yeah.
Kidney issues. She missed four meets, including this past weekend's NCAA regionals, which, by the way, Penn State won its regional, which is great. But, wow. She's 20 years of age. Yikes. Has not competed since February 24th. Hey. I give her credit. I mean, she went to Auburn and she was competing the whole time. She didn't just like no load management for her. And then the Masters is this week. And all eyes will be on Tiger Woods. What do you think? You'll be watching, right?
Oh, I'll be watching and then spiting Tiger Woods every time he gets mentioned. But I'll be watching.
Oh, you just...
I'll also be watching to see the dynamic between LIV and PGA players. First time we're going to get that taste.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Specifically with Phil Mickelson, who's had some spouts with many different LIV golfers. This time it's Sergio Garcia, I believe it was.
Well, Mickelson's with LIV. So's Garcia.
Oh, it was somebody else then. I lost track of who went where.
You know what? Once you get out there, you play your own ball.
So oh, it's Fred Couples. That's what it was.
I mean, but once you get out there, you play your own ball. No offense. I don't think it's a big deal. How about that? I think it's a big deal of people writing stories leading up to it in press conferences. But once you get out there and play, you play. I mean, Brooks Koepka's going to play, and he's a LIV golfer as well.